smaller.
It was a sad but universal fact of human life that any technology, no matter how incredible, eventually came to be seen as cumbersome. For instance, the first cordless telephone inspired awe. 1 year later, using the very same phone could only be seen as an ironic tribute to a time when we were forced to lug around comically giant cordless phones. Nearly every technological advancement in human history was quickly followed by the phrase, "Yeah, that's great, but how am I going to get that on the plane?"
Faster.
Faster was Smaller's more demanding technology twin. In less than 100 years, the travel time from New York City to San Francisco was cut from 6 months by horse and foot to just 6 hours by plane. You'd think we would be endlessly grateful for the advancement, yet God forbid the flight gets delayed 40 minutes by fog. Do you people have any idea how to run an airline? No, I will not lower my voice. I am a decent and upstanding citizen, driven to skull-fucking the gate attendant for Continental Airlines because I may or may not miss my cousin's rehearsal dinner in Montecito. Sorry. The only thing that increased more rapidly than the speed of new technology was the speed with which we became irritated at its now relative slowness. Eventually, we developed the capacity to be instantaneously disappointed. This was the final triumph of faster.
In the ruins, racetracks.
These were outdoor arenas where we would sit on benches for entire steamy afternoons watching cars drive around an oval very, very fast. One's affection, or lack thereof, for this activity was an indicator of whether or not your ancestors owned slaves.
Convenience.
If necessity was the mother of invention, laziness was its drunken stepfather. Man created many contraptions to free up as much of his time as possible. This helped us achieve our life's greatest goal, doing nothing.
Invention. Zipper. What it was for. Fastening. What it spared us. Embarrassment. Genital drafts. Freed us to spend more time enjoying urinating next to strangers. Invention. Barcode. What it was for. Inventory management. What it spared us. Having to yell for price checks. Freed us to get high before going to work as cashier. Invention. Washer dryer. What it was for. Washing. Drying. What it eased. Washing drying. Or drying washing. Freed us to iron and fold. Prepare meal for husband.
Gods of science.
The great men and women of science achieved so much and transformed the world so profoundly that they were eventually able to shed the nerd tag they dealt with since childhood and be accorded a certain grudging respect. Here are all of the famous scientists who ever lived.
Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955.
With his eccentric appearance, German accent, and unbridled passion for Victorian pornography, Albert Einstein was our most cliched scientist. His theories on relativity also made him our most brilliant pure scientist. When he died, us lesser beings sawed open his skull and preserved his brain in a mason jar. Not so fucking smart now, are you, Einstein?
Gregor Mendel, 1822 to 1884.
Gregor Mendel was a monk whose experiments with peas laid the groundwork for the field of genetics. His slightly raunchier experiments with carrots nearly got him kicked out of the seminary.
Isaac Newton, 1643 to 1727.
His classic double album, Newton Comes Alive, sold over 20 million copies. But he's perhaps best remembered as the first to articulate the laws of classical physics, including thermodynamics and gravity.